Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor Osoko Sibiya, who joins you every morning around about this time to give you some wonderful news coming from the African continent. Soku, good morning.
Good morning, Abunile, and to listeners.
Soku, let's talk about Addis Ababa. What's the latest coming out of there?
Well, they're trying to rebrand themselves as a global city. Now, what does that mean? It just means that, you know, we have different perceptions of different cities. When we think, for example, in the West, when we say New York, we all know it's hustle, bustle. You know, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. There's so much going on. It's a fashion capital. You know, businesses make it or break it. There's the stock exchange, all those things. And what Addis Ababa wants to do is that they want to remove or shake off some sort of mediocrity that they've enjoyed over the past 10 or 12 years, for example. Not much has been happening. We only know it is the AU headquarters, and it's seen some protests recently. But when the new prime minister came on board, what he wanted to do was to really shake up. And what this does is that it promotes tourism. It promotes investor confidence as well, and it actually starts even boosting the morale of citizens, because once you know that something has been done, you also want to figure out where you fit into the puzzle. And how this has been done is basically by selling cultural heritage. And how do you sell cultural heritage is by creating events that actually put you on the map. When once you can be known as a cultural city, people come for that. So as I said, for example, the way we travel to Italy for fashion, Addis Ababa also wants to be known as a fashion hub, but not just, you know, stop at being designers and whatever else, but to be actually in part of the manufacturing process, that if you want to have your stuff made, Addis Ababa is the place to go. So if you think about the shoe labels like Soul Rebels, coffee makers who make their own coffee, you know, from the ground up, this is the type of rebranding that wants to do. So it's creating platforms like Design Week, where people can come through, check it out. It's just finished last week, and basically start showcasing local talent, boosting tourism, you know, upgrading hotels, making it seen as a city that can contend with other Western European and other cities in Africa as well.
So good. Lovely. Once again, thank you so much for joining us on the show. A very good Friday morning to you.
Thank you
so much, Soku Sibiya, editor at Africa.com. For more of these lovely stories, do visit them at www.africa.com. Before